find out what's been learned since that deadly fertilizer explosion in West, there may be no better place to go than a small city an hour and a half away from West. It's a place that not only has some of the nation's top experts on chemical safety, it also has two facilities that store tons of chemical fertilizer.
In fact, one of the facilities in Brazos County burned in 2009, July of 2009, burned completely to the ground. It was a pretty big deal for about 48 hours around here.
Chuck Frazier is the Emergency Management Coordinator for Brazos County. He's in Bryan, next door to College Station, home of Texas A&M University. A few miles outside of Bryan is one of those facilities that mix fertilizer for local farmers. And 4 years ago, it caught fire. But unlike in West, it did not explode. Instead, it burned itself out. It was nonetheless a scare for the community. Bryan College Station is growing. Its subdivisions and office parks are quickly pushing out into what had been farm and ranch land. Again, Emergency Coordinator Chuck Frazier.
The facilities aren't going away, and the people aren't going away. So, you know, you just got to figure out how to coexist.
Over at Texas A&M, Sam Mannon has given that a lot of thought. He heads up a team dedicated to researching safety in the chemical industry. He testified before the U.S. Senate committee investigating the West explosion. Mannon told the committee and us that allowing such storage facilities near populated areas is just asking for trouble, noting that many parts of Texas lack rules for how land is used.
That leads to situations like this, because you own the property, you're going to build whatever you want to build there. And I think this has got to change.
But if that doesn't change, what else could be done? Mannon says one of the most critical factors is the way the fertilizer, called ammonia nitrate, is stored.
That really scares me that we still have facilities out there storing ammonium nitrate in wood structures.
That apparently was the case in West and also in Bryan, wood buildings filled with tons of chemical fertilizer. Mannon says it's a potentially explosive mix because while ammonia nitrate alone isn't explosive, it can be when it comes in contact with organic substances like wood. Current federal regulations don't prohibit wood buildings, but the government has now issued warnings against using them. And some storage facilities are taking no chances. The company that lost its building to fire in Bryan got in touch with a guy named David South.
What we did is came and replaced that building.
South's company designs what look like big igloos.
Our building is a concrete dome, which is the strongest building you can build.
The federal government has actually endorsed dome buildings for protecting people in hurricane zones. South says for fertilizer, the concrete structures minimize the risk of an explosion far better than wood. And even if it does explode?
If it does get exploded, it'll blow the top off and vent the pressure to the up instead of out to the side.
South has a slideshow of photos showing domes where he says just such explosions have happened, blowing the top off but not the sides of the dome. Other photos show fires that have erupted outside the domes, but which he says did not reach the fertilizer stored inside. In Bryan, on the site of that 2009 fire, now sits a white concrete dome about as big as a baseball infield. But many of the dozens of fertilizer storage sites across Texas have not been upgraded and remain risks for fires and worse. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.